Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here. You're live with Pastor E here on the Now Network. This is our end of consecration broadcast. This is our get together, our so-called mandatory meeting for all of the broadcasters that's going to be live with us tomorrow night, beginning at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 midnight on the East Coast, and then continuing until 9 p.m. on the on the following day, 9 p.m. on the 1st. Now, I need somebody to help me out because thank you, Holy Spirit. You have to watch what we say, how we say it. There's two flyers out there. One flyer is for tomorrow night, which has a number that is 319-527-2216. That is for only tomorrow. The flyer, if you pay attention to Let's Talk Jesus, it is the same number that has been consistent for years. That is 319-527-6173. If you're online and you are asked to be on this broadcast, we need you to call that number, 319-527-6173. That way we can interact. If you have a question or something that needs to be said or handled, we can interact together. If you're online listening, there aren't any options for you to get involved other than the chat line, which we don't have open tonight. And we would ask you to dial that number again. 319-527-6173. This is the Now Network. So family, God bless you. We are here to talk Jesus, and we are here to go to the next level. That's why our forum is all the way put together to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we're asking you, that your friend, your neighbor, everybody to come in and talk Jesus. Now, that one person may say, that's not for me. I'm not. No, God, if Jesus is willing to save you, you have to be willing to save yourself. And that gives us the opportunity to share with the broken, to share with the lost and unsaved, and to also let them know that Jesus wants them and is able to transform their lives. It doesn't matter mainstream, big time, low time sin. Sin is sin. But through Jesus, he is willing to forgive your sins because he's already died for them. He's willing to heal your wounds because he's already healed them. He's willing to change the whole direction of your life. But there's the question, are we willing to change that direction ourselves? See, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. The moment I met him, I could testify that right now, he immediately gave me the opportunity and the privilege to do the most important thing I've ever realized or ever obtained, and that is telling somebody about his love. Everything we do here, everything we covenant with, everything we connect with is for that sole purpose of edifying Christ, not only just by our mouth, but by our actions. And how do we handle situations? How are we involving each other into everything we're doing? We're talking about crossover. We're talking about being in covenant. We're talking about doing things on one accord. It has to be in agreement. And it starts with two. But here's the most dynamic thing about that. It must grow and it must go on to you and I, and each and every one of us must get to that point where we want, we desire, we have a hunger to agree with one another. Tomorrow night, we're actually jumping over. We are actually leaping into an area that we're claiming has never, ever been done before. We talk about crossover. We talk about the move of going from one place to another. But have we, taken the time to really examine ourselves? See, the whole purpose of crossing over is that you cannot go with anything that is old. You cannot accomplish this if you're still living in yesterday or tomorrow even. You can't think about tomorrow or yesterday because we are required for a now conscious move of what will I do? My first move, I'm definitely the crash dummy here. So let me share what crossover really is all about. Going not into your will, but crossing over into God's complete will for my life. I need about 24 people. That's how many that I know I should be talking to tonight, and many others that are listening, that says I am about to cross over into not my will, but into God's will. That's why I committed to this revival. That's why I committed to this broadcast. That's why I committed to this call, is that I am willing to separate myself, decreasing and going into a place that has nothing to do with my will. Thank you. I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, that high five. Oh, thank you for that agreement. Thank you. Oh, my God. Come on. You mean to tell me that we are standing in agreement, not by the will of man, not by the will of self, but by the will of God. Number one thing, you must automatically be willing to let go. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, this is our base scripture for crossover, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I dare you and implore you to read the whole chapter and learn your ministry, but also learn how we must be more spiritual than we are physical when we're looking about relationship with God. But if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh my God, that word new is something that has never ever been done before. It's never been talked about. It's never been in a movie. It's never been designed. It's never been thought of. It's something that is so pure and so fresh because it comes from God. Now, let's not get caught. Excuse me. Oh, Jesus, pray for me. Let's not get God caught up in our way of thinking and our way of realizing, because God is everything God has done is finished and complete. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you find the verse, says everything God has done is finished and complete. You can't add to it. You can't take away. But there is an account of your past. See, everything that has to do with God always revolves back to what are we going to do to correct the things that we have, watch this, been giving authority to put behind us. And yes, God could do it for you freely. And yes, God could do it without any matter. He already did it because he loved us. He died for our sins. He gave us the right to the tree of life. And he opened up access through Jesus Christ to our Father, who is nowhere else but in heaven. But most of us are bound. Most of us are, I call them bottlenecks. See, a bottleneck, it doesn't take away from the flow. It restrains it. Look at a bottle. You know how the bottle gets smaller? It doesn't come out as fast. You couldn't drink. You would waste that drink if you just, you know, didn't have that bottleneck that you can measure your swallows and the intake. But if you had a full flow, my God, somebody needs full flow tonight. If you had a full flow tonight, you took it the other side of the bottle, and if you opened it from there, it would be no restraint. It would just pour out on you. Now, see, the things of this world were empty. That bottle that you have there, if you cut the other side, it's going to empty. Even if you drink it, it's going to eventually empty. But see, you're talking about that living water, my God, that does not end, that does not, have a limit on. It is that everlasting water that will feed you, that will take care of you, that will do everything you needed to do. But are we honoring, my God, the old things being put away? For me, in this movement from going from season to season, see, I had to understand that years and months and days and even seconds, minutes, and hours had something to do with worldly observant. My God, observation. You look at the clock and it will turn and the day is ending and time is going. But God is an everlasting God, because when you believe, you will not perish, but have something that's called everlasting life. I know the question came up, well, why am I not experiencing it? Because most of us have not left the old behind. See, the old must be left behind. What's the old? Old sin. Well, nobody sees me doing that. No, sin is sin. No matter hidden sin, noticeable sin. The only reason that you are not looked at as the man that's behind bars is because he got caught. And you found a way to stop doing what you used to do, but still have your way of doing things. Oh, that's going to catch up. See, sin must be left behind. What's the second thing, Pastor E? Well, if you really look at it, fear must be left behind. Sin is the first thing that tries to pull you back. The reason why fear is so important, because now fear comes in, because the Bible says we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. Somebody get your mind right tonight. Number three, you should now leave unforgiveness behind. He said, well, why live unforgiveness behind? Because you now have to have a lifestyle and a ritual of forgiveness. Yes, always forgiving heart, always forgiving mindset, always forgiving, not taking offense, not willing to look at somebody else's issues and look in the mirror and look at your own. See, that's when you're forgiving, because you learn to forgive yourself. There's 10 people listening to me right now that's still dealing with not forgiving yourself. You let everybody off the hook, but you're still not forgiving yourself. Tonight, you're not going to leave here with that, especially if you're on here to minister. I'm talking about the crossover. The crossover, remember, the basis is something never, ever done before. But you can't experience something never done before when you still have the old built up in you, that old sin, that old fear, that old forgiveness. Now, watch number four, past failures. They must be left behind. My God. See, you say, well, that's not me. Well, are you the one that says, I wish I would have stayed in school. I wish I wouldn't have got pregnant. I wish I wouldn't have had sex at an early age. I wish I would have, coulda, shoulda. That's the same person I am. I just don't live that way anymore because I know what was done is done because it's been passed. It's been put behind me. But if I continue to let my past contaminate my now, I'll never be any better than I used to be. Past failures, lost dreams. What God has for you is now. Let that one settle for a minute. What God has for you is now. What you did yesterday is not what, don't retry to do something. Don't try to recreate something. Do something that has never, ever, 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 my God, been done before. You just had the wrong product because that wasn't your passion. You saw somebody else making money on it, so you thought you could. I'm saying to everybody out there, if you're trying to be what God called you to be, find out what you really love doing. What do you have a passion to stay up late, get up early, drive yourself, push yourself? That is where you messed up before because you saw somebody else making money on some of the fast money, the quick get rich schemes and things like that. It worked for them because that was their season, but it's not going to work for you because you only did it because you thought it would give you the same result someone else got. But when you have a passion, my God, you now drive yourself. You're not looking for an alarm clock. You're waking yourself up. You, as a matter of fact, you don't even want to go to sleep because you want to keep working at your own passion. People that work for us have to have a passion for what we ask them to work for. I'm not trying to give you a spot. I'm trying to find out where you feel. Where are you going to give me the best without me having to ask you, without me having to ride you, without me having to be on you? That's how we work in agreement when we know where you belong. Oh, it's if we looked at in our churches and just looked at across our country, people in the wrong position because they got put in that position because that's where somebody needed them to be. I'm praying right now before the end of 2019 that pastors start to ask the question, are you doing really what you have a heart to do? Are you really where you want to be in this ministry? And when they say, well, Pastor, I'm doing this because you asked me, then we need to start asking, well, what would you really like to do? Well, I really just like to watch the door. I really like to just greet people. I want to sing in a choir. You know, I got a voice, but I've always had to be on the usher board. I've always had to be on the deacon board. I'm not a deacon. I don't want to. That's not me. I want to be up here praising and getting loose and having fun and getting with the kids and things. If we put people where they belong, now their lost dreams are lost, but now their new dream is now. Now you see that it's not lost because of who they used to be that didn't become the accomplished and the notarized person, but now who they are in Christ is something that was already predestined, that was already fixed, that was already put in place. See, when I got there, that's when I could say, oh my God, thank you. Not talking about lost dreams. I'm talking about new things, the things that have never, ever been done before. I don't want to know your thought. I don't want to know your plan. I don't want to know your idea because guess what? What God has for you is for you. I need, my God, what God has already said was for me. My name is on it. I'm walking in it right now. I'm still pushing this last second of 2019, I am pressing toward the mark of the high calling for what God has for me. I've already crossed over. Because when you learn what a crossover is, that's all day. Every day you're crossing over into another dimension in God, going higher, saying that's not good enough. I can do better. I can do better. I can do better. Yes, 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 I'm addicted. Yes, 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 I'm obsessive because I know I can do better. Because he did so much good for us. My God, thank you, Jesus. After lost dreams, watch this. Unfinished commitments. A lot of us have a bunch of these that we never even look at no more because we think we're doing something else. We think we're going, we, 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 we learned from our old, and we're going to do the same old over and think it's just going to work. Unfinished commitments. I didn't say unfinished business. I said unfinished commitments. Oh, man, I'll be on time. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll help you. Call me if you need me. Unfinished commitments. Now, I know the person has moved on. We got to really kind of really get into this, because I'm telling you, this was just, we begged and pleaded that this is a mandatory meeting, that we really heard the voice of the Lord tonight individually and know that I want to be ready for this. And there's several covenant partners, new covenant partners that have coming on, and we want to be really clear to what you signed up for. Because it starts with me. Oh, yes. And turn right. It starts with you. Are you prepared? See, we've been in this thing for 12 months. Come on, covenant partners. Tell them. Y'all dial one. Get in the line. We're about to open the lines. I'm not going to go hard on y'all tonight. We got a word tomorrow night for you. Midnight here on the Pacific Coast, Pacific time. We got a word built up that we are bound not to release. And y'all know me. I will share in a minute. My God, but we got to get ourselves right. Consecration. That's what consecration is all about. Leaving the sin behind, the fears behind, the unforgiveness behind, the past failures behind, the lost dreams behind, the unfinished commitments. The number one thing that corrected me on unfinished commitments was to stop committing. I had to learn myself. See, no, not that you are not committed, but stop committing to stuff that you really aren't built for. You just want to please everybody. You just want to fit in. That's one of the biggest things we're having in our youth today. I was talking to a young brother is anointed, and even professed that he has the answer for our young people, and they need to know the truth. He told me, he said, this is the largest suicidal society ever. My God. We got a lot of work to do. But it don't start getting in their face. It starts getting in your own face. You have to have the same love and compassion to know that, you know what? I know where you're at. I'm going to be honest with you. I never told nobody that was me. Because I thought I got fixed. But late in the midnight hour, I still be going through them thoughts. See, those things, it means that we got some unfinished business to take care of. And you can't put old into new. You will destroy what God has done. And now we always want to point the finger at God and say, well, why did you, where were you at? No, why didn't we honor what God had given us? And watch this, that was already finished. Take responsibility tonight. In this moment that we're in right now, each and every one of us, under the sound of my voice, take responsibility for your own issues. Now, what I say by that is that you can't blame other people because that's what happened. Yeah, they were involved. Yes, but you knew wrong. You knew right from wrong. You see, I had to. Let me just be transparent, as I try to be at all times. I had to take responsibility for my own yeses that I gave somebody else. I knew they had their better interest in mind when they came to get me, because they know I got the better deals. I knew this was going, because they knew people knew me better. They knew I showed love. They knew I gave this. They knew I did this. So they always wanted me to involve so they can get the same love coming back from the big boys. But I knew I was being used, but I was getting my benefit. But then when something went wrong, I wanted to blame them. Man, why? No, I knew they were in that situation. I knew I was going into those areas. I knew that was in the trunk. I knew what they did. Why do I want to blame folks? See, you got to let everybody off the hook. Oh, that relationship went left. That marriage went right. Guess what? Most of us had 99.9% to do with it as the other did. Just because you got it together now does not mean you weren't wrong then. We have to forgive folks. I don't care what they did. I don't care how they did it. You knew he was crazy. You knew she was off the chain. You knew she would hurt you. You knew he would put something in your stuff. You knew that he didn't have you in the best interest. But you continue to go. Somebody has to be let off the hook and say, you know what? I made bad decisions. It doesn't take away from the wrong people do. Well, watch this. If I am not in wrong environments, wrong things will not happen to me. If I am at home, if I'm taking care of my business, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, wrong will not come my way. I am a witness of it. Because if anybody can talk real to you today of somebody that was addicted with wrong, here he is. The one that put the trench in the ground, that put the wall up, that made the barriers, that says, I will not return from where I came. I will put behind me my sin. I am going to put my sin under my feet. I'm going to put my fears under my feet, my unforgiveness under my feet, my past failures, my lost dreams, and my unfinished commitments under my feet. Now, let me say this right now. So for those out there that say, no, just put the devil under your feet. You better watch what you say. Because the devil that I'm dealing with is the devil that's in me. But that one called Luke, you better leave that alone. Jesus has already defeated him. Why are we trying to go to battle with something that's already been done when you still got a battle in yourself? That's going to drop. Oh, that hit about five right there. Get up off the ground. Let the Holy Spirit lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you for the acknowledgement of your word coming to me right now, because I can fix it now. The biggest thing about all of us on here is that we fix it now. We do not leave this broadcast tonight saying, well, I'll get to it. No, I am not leaving here the same. If I'm going to decree and declare to anybody, I'm not leaving here the same, because I'm on assignment to bless the needy and the lost. We got it together. We're supposed to have it on point. I'm crossing to let somebody else cross. I'm building the bridge somebody else could climb. I'm getting there that somebody else could be elevated. Not to preach a good sermon or to get amens or watches or lights or seeds. No, that somebody else can go higher than me. So I can see that all things become new again. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, my God, all things have become new. What are all things? All things are like new obedience, a new dedication, a new commitment. I know everybody thought it was a new car, a new bank account, a new house, a new dress. No, new obedience. New dedication, new commitment, new passion, new purpose, new vision, and new results. We've been doing this thing so long with no results. Oh, you got a good word. I ain't not. No, 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 no. I'm not knocking that. No, no, no. But is there results in what you're doing for God? That's one of them Percival knock you upside the head questions. Because we sure can talk a good talk, but are we walking the walk? See, doing something new that's never, ever, ever, ever been done before, because you're not looking for me to tell you what to do. You know God is showing you what to do. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And that's where we're at. Oh, yeah, I feel it. I was finna go there. God said, hit the brakes. Let's get back to the lines. Let's see what's happening out here. Don't go there, Pastor. You was about to go there. But we must be on one accord. Yes, I'm raw and uncut. That's the calling on my life. I think I was even, look, I was even, this is the true testimony. I was even celebrated for this today. That's God showing me things, showing me, and it was spoken into my life. There's a prophetic flow that's been released into me. There's the anointing in my life. I tell you, we're on another level already, but we're going to a place that has never, ever done before. But we must be in agreement to know what is expected and how we're supposed to be in agreement on what we're going to be speaking to the people. Last crossover, there was over 700 people that I could show you record that stayed 24 hours. I preached 8 of them hours because of people not showing up, time, missed the call, whatever the case may be. I did what God called me to do, and I was so exhausted. Thank God for help. Thank God for each and every one of you that dedicated yourself to this. Thank God that you are in the vision, because we will be live in somebody's TV station, somebody's TV network. Oh, no, thank you, Holy Spirit. We will be on our own TV network station doing a 24-hour crossover praise-a-thon, revival-thon. No, thank you, revival-thon, and watching people's lives be changed. When? Now. Now is the time to do what we have been called to do. Now, I am going to impartake into each one of you tonight a level of anointing that was given to me. See, I'm learning some things, and you have to listen to God speak through people. That the prophetic flow is being able to hear the word of God and know it's not a person that comes through. My God, but knowing the voice of God. The special anointing is us that we all go to a level of excellence in God. No big, no little, no side. No, we all leave this place equally yoked. We all leave this place on the same page. And we all leave here with the same desire to reach the lost and unsaved of this world. We can do it. The Bible says he's not slack to his promises. He desires we all find repentance. But are we slack to his promises? We always want to write people off. We want to throw people under the bus. We want to go left field instead of loving unconditionally and knowing how it is important to build people. That's what it's all about. Amen. We're going to take this time to any questions tomorrow. Now, we're starting at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be starting with worship. Going into our pre-word by Chaplain Ivanka. Then we'll be coming back with intercessory with Minister Monique. And then I'll be coming at midnight Pacific Standard Time with that crossover word. And then it's on. Every hour after that, it is on. I could see God already doing miraculous things in us right now and moving like never before. I'm excited. For you, I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for each and every one of us that we're going to be at a level that we can really see together and really be on in agreement, in total agreement with each other, knowing it's for common cause of lifting up the name of Jesus and letting everybody else know that they can also get the same benefits of the relationship with him. All we got to do is serve it. And we got to serve him with our all, with our best. Didn't he give you his best? Yes, he did. Dial one. Come on in the conversation. I want to bring in our top guest for this broadcast, Prophetess Taryn TNT Tarver. We got a little bounce on your number. We can hear feedback, but we want to bring in Prophetess Taryn. Good evening, woman of God. How are you? Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We got you.
Okay. Amen. Well, welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that that God has connected our ministries. And look what God is doing in this crossover. I'm so excited. I get to just be able to be blessed and be ministered to also. And we know that God has a word coming through you also. A lot of your team is on board. We got people offline that are going to be helping us with the board, and we're going to have all those login information tonight for you guys. Just want to give you an opportunity to come and speak with us, give us a little pep talk. We're going to open the lines up to other people, anything the Lord may have on your heart to share with us going into this next level of excellence with God.
Amen. Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing each and every speaker and for what God's doing with this crossover, because realistically, like you said, it's about the new, it's about us doing things right now, and about Exodus, as you were saying. It wasn't like they came out by themselves. It was Exodus. When you come out, you're bringing those in. Joseph suffered and he went through, but it wasn't about one. It was about the 70. And it wasn't about the 70. It was about the three million who are coming out. And it wasn't just about the 3 million who are coming out. It was about Jesus was coming forth. And it wasn't about just Jesus coming forth. It was about the sons that got up with him. And so as you get up, and as you're translated out of darkness, he's bringing us into his marvelous light. And so that scriptural, it isn't the word that sets us free. It's the word that makes us free. It makes us free. And this word abides in you. The word abides in me, all of us speakers. And because of that word, he has made his home with us, his abode with us. So there's something different within us. We're part of something much bigger, much greater. We're seated above these principalities, above what is happening in your life, above what you can see, hear, taste, feel, touch. We are so far above those things. And so as we've all have our testimonies and we're sharing and we're bringing the new and we're bringing the now and we're presenting it even on New Year's, just remember that God is using you as a source. Someone is listening. If there's one person, but there'll be way more than one, but that one can be the one that can grab a million. And that is the one you're speaking to. So bring your testimonies and bring and share what's in your heart. Today, God gave me something, and he was about, and this is really key, he was about the power of an apology, the power of an apology, the power of examining yourself. And the power of us humbling ourselves. And in our humility, the Lord exalts us. We want to say, you know, I think I'm right. But the Lord tells us, you know what? You just might be wrong. And it's the fact that you can actually examine yourself where you step up into the mature aspect of where God wants us to be. And so when the Lord was giving me today, he was saying, you know, it was amazing how my father went to his sister, who is like 78, 79 years old, and apologized to her for something that their father did. Everybody in the family acted like it didn't happen. She said it happened, and nobody paid attention to it. And after all these years, he went at 70 years old and he broke something in the family so it didn't pass to someone else. And she was freed in that moment by one man. And he didn't come to that revelation and knowledge on his own. And truth be told, this is going to be key. I haven't even shared this with so many of them. My dad's siblings, six of them had passed away. And they died prematurely in their prime at a very young age, in their 50s and their 40s. It wasn't supposed to be, because there was a family curse that was there. And realistically, nobody would acknowledge the older sister's pain. And so here, I remember when God gave me a dream, and God gave me the dream and showed me that my father was going to pass, but you could be the one who gets to be the one who intercedes. If he gives you the dream, he gives you the dream not so you can just agree with it. He gave you the dream so you can take authority over it, because you have power and I have power to transform generations, and we have the power over death. Yes, you have power over death, because he says the last enemy to be destroyed in 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter is the spirit of death. And so if I have power and authority over all the power of the enemy, and the enemy comes to try to steal it before my time, I can rebuke death. So the dream came to me, and maybe the dream has come to you, and maybe you're the one to say I'm sorry for somebody else who didn't do it, and maybe you're the one to rectify in this time for somebody, and maybe you're the voice that God uses tomorrow because it's your testimony, because we're all different. We're all bringing something different. You're all bringing something to cross over, something new. And so the word I'm giving just tonight is that there's so much power in apology, because he broke something. When God showed me 10 years ago he was going to pass, I was able to go intercede and say, give him more time, God. No, not yet, God. And so God used him to break the curse.
My God.
One man's apology stood in the gap for six of his siblings have died. There's four left, and he's here to rectify as the man of the family, to set it right and to go in and say, forgive us in Nehemiah 1. For we have sinned. Nehemiah wasn't even there when they did what they did. When he found out that the temple was burned, the places were burned down and things were broken up, and he began to weep, and he went before the king. God gave him favor to go and rebuild. May God give each and every one of you favor to go rebuild somebody tomorrow. May he give you the word that will be able to break some generational curses and some change. May he give you those dreams that you guys have been having to turn some situations around in the spirit realm. May he give you all this power and authority that you would do something, and that would be great and mighty exploits as you go forth in the word that God has given you. Each and every one of you have a powerful word to deliver, and somebody is listening, and you are exactly what they need. I may not be what they need. Pastor E may not be what they need. Apostle Norton may not be what they need. The other Bishop Tarver may not be what they need, and Emily may not be what they need. Maybe it's a Kiki, and maybe it's a Joe, or maybe it's a Jason, or maybe it's a Monique, or maybe it's a Michelle, or maybe it's a Terry, Minister Terry, whoever it is. Is you have the word and you're carrying their deliverance in you. Their healing in you. The answer is in you. And so God is going to minister to you on the line tonight. Whoever you are, wherever you are, he is going to speak to you tonight. You are in a place of consecration because he is putting a deposit in you. Wherever you're at, begin to raise your hand right now, because the deposit is falling in you right now, because you are a deliverer. He said, I come down to deliver my people. Moses, now go. I've heard the cries of my people, Moses, and I've come down to deliver them. Now go. He sent a man to deliver them, and he said he came down, he anointed a man or a woman to go, and you are that vessel to go deliver the captive and set the souls free. Glory to God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
So maybe you have to apologize to someone for something you didn't do. Maybe you take the low road. Maybe that's the love of God in you, the humility. Maybe you self-examine and you see that you're a vessel that can be used, a vessel of honor, and that God has molded you, and he has matured you, and he has grown you to bring you to a place such of a time like this, that you could be here to go and break some captives and set the captives free and bind up some broken hearts and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and give them beauty for ashes, to restore, bring joy where there's been mourning. He removes the former shame to bring forgiveness and healing and let go of things and move forward to obtain everything that God has for them and everything he has for you. That's all I was, I just had in my spirit. And I just wanted to share that quickly with those who are on the line and gearing up, and all the ministers that are going to be bringing a word. And God has got a deposit in you. He just, all you who reached your hand up, and if you're just hearing me, you said, oh, I didn't really know she meant that. No, like in obedience, you know, obey the prophet and you prosper. It's so amazing how he does that. Obedience, just raising your hand, God put it inside of your hand. You're walking with their answer. You are the answer. You are the light. You are everything that they need, and God put it in you. Amen. So I'm really excited about hearing all the speakers and helping with this movement and this crossover going into 2020, and the declarations, the prophetic, and all the apostles, the pastors, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, they're going forth. And we thank God for each and every one of you in all of your offices and all of your roles, and those who are aspiring ministers and the ministers and ministers in training. We love you, and I thank God for each and every one of you, and we honor you. Thank you, Pastor E, for your diligence, for the example that you set, and thank you for feeding people and going out to the streets where people don't want to go, into the parks, and not giving up on people, and your ability, how you go out and you grab souls and you're speaking life over them every day, all day. You go so hard. So we thank God for you, and that God will give you a double portion and Amen. Just open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where there not be room enough to receive it. And I pray too, and the God was put in my heart, that we would begin to even, I don't know how we can, and I mean spoken to you, but how we can sow into your ministry because of what you do and how you do it. And so if you are willing to tell us how we can do that, I want to make sure that we're able to pour into your ministry to be able to be a blessing too. I'm turning
Amen.
It back over
Amen.
To you. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you. Yes, you can. You can sow into our ministry at provoked2000now.com. That's P-R-O-V-O-K-E-D 2000now.com or on our Cash App at $PSTR2K1. Bless you, woman of God. I'm going to mute you. Got another caller. I'll bring you back as we get ready to close. I know the Lord just said, have you pray us out of here. Everybody else, the lines are open. Dial one. Come on, get involved. Let's talk Jesus. Minister, pastor, man of God, James Hudson out of Houston, Texas. What's up, my big brother, little brother? Who's the oldest? I never asked anyway. My brother, what's going on, man?
What's going on, bro?
How you doing, man? Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays, man. The last Monday of 2019. How about that?
Yes.
I'm just being thankful for today, because who knows what tomorrow holds, right? I'm being thankful for right now. And so that is the right now thing. That's what I'm being thankful for. I think on Christmas Day, when I woke up on Christmas Day and I saw two or three people that I actually knew that didn't even make it to see Christmas, and that was the day they checked out of here the day before Christmas. That's how come
right.
I'm just a right now. Thank God for right now. I don't know what's going to be happening in 2020, but if I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, then so be it. But man, I've been working these last couple of months. I've been missing out on you guys, but thank God I was off tonight, and I see you guys got a lot of excitement going on over there, and looking forward to tomorrow, and I see you got all these ministers lined up, people that's going to speak the word of God. I just, you know, I was just wanting to call and encourage you, man, because I'd be a lot of time I ride and I'd be listening. I don't usually kind of zing in because I'd be at work, but a lot of times I do be listening to what you guys are saying. And, you know, I just wanted to just encourage you guys, man, to keep doing what you're doing, because that word does not go out void. You don't know
Amen.
Who you're talking to at any given time. I mean, I was helped so much tonight from listening to you, and I started not to even dial, you know, to come in and talk about it, because I'm just being blessed, man.
But that's
the legacy, man. All the stuff that you're doing, like the sister just said, you know, going out feeding the homeless, talking, going to places that no man has ever gone before. you know, man, that's your legacy, man. If nothing else, that's what it is. So you will always have that, and people will always be able to say, I mean, you know, like you said, you don't ever profess to be some perfect person, but you got a lot on your list and say, hey, man, that God can be pleased with, you know. So I'm just proud to call you a brother and to see what you guys are doing over at the Now Network. We're praying and asking God to just elevate that ministry to just heights that you never even dreamed of in 2020. And, you know, and then that God would get the glory. And then that's just the bottom line. If you just get the glory, man, no matter what happens, you just, you know, you'll be satisfied. And I know you will, because you're not a selfish person. So just know that I'm praying for you, man. I love you, and all your ministers that's there in the network that's helping you out. You guys just keep on doing what you're doing. If I know you wish it'd be 1,000 people on this line. Maybe if you see you're talking about sex or something. I don't know what you'd be talking
about. Yeah, I know. We got to change topics or something.
Yeah. You got to change the topic, man. You got to change how good is sex, you know what I'm saying? And then hit them with something else, man. You go, but you got to draw that attention. But God knows you know, like I said, he knows who to turn that down to the right time at the right time. So
that's right.
You're helping some
right.
people. You're helping people that you'll never know that you helped. That's for sure. And that is a fact. And that's really what it's all about. Not trying to count people and all that kind of stuff. Just knowing that what I'm doing is helping somebody. And
Amen.
That's what it's all about, man. And you just get that one person to turn their life around or to go running toward Christ, then you've done your job. So I just want you to know that, man. I love you. You know I'll keep talking forever. But we'll be looking forward to hearing you guys tomorrow night.
Appreciate you, my brother.
All right, man. Take care.
Number love, man. Nothing but love. James Hudson, it's showtime. You guys, awesome, awesome director, screenplay. I've been in several of his plays. Awesome. There's so many great things that God is about to unleash in 2020 in that ministry itself. I can't wait for my next casting call. Love you, man. Love you.
Thanks for the shirt, man. man. Thanks for the shirts. All right, bro.
Oh, I seen them. I seen them. James Hudson in Showtime. Love you, bro.
They all gone.
Hey, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Bless you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Area code 708, last 45819. I believe this is Bishop, Pastor, Anointed Man of God, Tarver. How are you, Phil?
Pastor E, so great to be with you. Love to you and our West Coast family out there. We wish y'all would send us some warm weather. It's cold here.
Here, listen. Everybody on the West Coast, just throw it back. Come on, warm it up down there.
And we receive it in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm not going to stay too long because we're getting ready tomorrow night for our what we're calling a New Year's Eve crossover worship experience here. But we're certainly going to be on with you on New Year's Day at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. But I want to come on quickly and just say what an honor it is to be with you. So great to have met you through and met my wonderful, lovely cousin, Prophet Taryn there in San Diego just a few weeks ago. And just excited about what God is doing in your ministry, excited about the fire, about the fervency that you have for the Lord. And I can just tell you guys just came out of a wonderful conference that I see you all had where the anointing went forth and worship and the prophetic and such. And we're excited about what the Lord is doing through your ministry, Pastor. We want to encourage you and also encourage
Bless
all the
man.
Others who are going to be involved over this 24-hour period of releasing into the atmosphere, man of God, crossing not just another year, but crossing into not just another month, not just a new day, but a new decade and a new season.
God.
And, and the Lord is, even as you were just sharing really quickly about, you know, going forth on in the next 24 hours, starting tomorrow evening, the Lord took me to Joshua chapter 3, verse 4. Joshua chapter 3, verse 4. I'm going to read it in the NIV. It says this. It says, "Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before."
Ooh, Jesus.
Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. This is the Lord speaking to Joshua about leading the children of Israel across the Jordan into the promise. "But keep a distance between you about 2,000 cubits. Between you and the ark, do not go near it." And the word I want to just quickly leave with everybody as we're moving into this new season of crossover is, as the Lord is leading us into this new decade, new season, new year, new dispensation, because I just believe a shift is coming, and there are going to be things that you really just prophesied, man of God, and said there are going to be things that we've experienced that we've never experienced before.
My
the
God.
Way we go, yeah. we know not of. But the word I hear the Lord saying is follow the glory.
The glory.
Follow the glory. Follow the glory as the Lord is leading in you and you into a new season, new dreams, new visions, new ideas. Follow the glory. And
the
as
glory.
We begin to share, even as we'll share on the 24-hour period starting with tomorrow night, that as everyone comes forth to share, as the Lord leads you, I was told I can share and worship some, and certainly want to do that. And as a word will come forth in an evangelistic word, in a word that will draw people in, prophetic word, prophetic instruction, prophetic direction, a clear understanding. We're talking about 2020 vision. My cousin just quoted 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord, you'll be established. Believe the Lord, you will prosper in this season. I've been sharing, man of God, since Rosh Hashanah. I've been sharing, I believe you all have too as well, how we've crossed over not just a new year, but new decade, and coming into the decade of the spoken word, the decade of the speaker. How apropos it is for prophets to rise up in this season, true prophets that will come and bring the word of the Lord and bring clear direction for God's people. We need clear direction. You got to have, in order to have clear direction, you got to have clear vision. In order
to
have clear direction, you have to have clear vision to know what direction to lead the people in. And that's my prayer as we go forth in the revival. The Lord will give people clear words, to give clear instruction, to give clear direction to God's people. You know, you and I both know you're out there in California and Hollywood and, you know, we know what Showtime looks like. We know what lights, camera, action looks like. But right now, we need to know what the glory looks like. We need
the
to
glory.
Know where God is leading
My God.
Into the next. And not just being able to prophesy. I had the opportunity to sit on a panel a week ago with my spiritual father. And he not only asked us to prophesy into the next year, he asked us to prophesy into the next decade. Lord saying the next 10 years? What is the Lord saying? We went back and one of the prophets rose up and said, you know what, you know, the Lord gave Joseph the ability to be able to prophesy and project out 14 years. He projected 14 years of famine and 14 years of plenty.
That's
and he
right.
not only did that, he gave people the instruction of how to prepare for it. That's what we need to be doing as prophets in this season. We need to speak, like you said, not just houses and cars and all the material things that God gives us that really is just things he can give to us because he loves us. But we need clear instructions. How do we operate in this season? What direction are we going? Particularly, how are we in your wheelhouse? How do we evangelize this generation? How do you reach this generation? Exodus chapter 1 said that rose a generation that did not know Joseph. I said like this, that rose a generation that did not know Joseph or his God.
Oh,
they don't
my God.
Know the things that we know. They didn't come up like we do. They didn't come up in church like we did, where it was mandatory for you to be in church. You know, otherwise you couldn't go out the whole week and play. You know, they didn't.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
This is a generation that does not know God. And so we have to represent God to them and represent Jesus to them by representing the Lord to them. And so I just want to encourage every speaker that's going to be sharing. Let me again thank my wonderful cousin for connecting me to you and to this ministry. And I'm really, really excited about what the Lord is going to do over the next 24-hour period as we share, you know, in worship, in song, in word, in encouragement, in teaching, evangelism, prophecy. You know, I believe deliverance is going to take place as well just by the voice of those that will go forward to be healed.
It's going down.
And be delivered in Jesus' name. We believe that in Jesus' name. So, man of God, again, we want to thank you for the honor of sharing and for the connection. We just believe this is the beginning of a great many kingdom things we're going to do together. We really believe that. We're excited
great
about
things.
2020. I told somebody just, I'll say this and I'll get off the line. We were talking about 2020, 30 and 40 years ago. What was 2020 going to be like? Blind cars and all kinds of stuff like this. We'd never believe that 40 years ago when we were watching, this will take you back now, when we were watching Dick Tracy cartoons.
Talking
to our phones. Now you got an iPhone on your arm.
On your arm. Come on now.
Yeah. And so we're looking at the technology and how technology increased. Man of God, the world is increasing in technology. The Bible says that the world will increase in technology and knowledge. We, as the kingdom, as a body of Christ, we have to move at the speed of spirit and let God do what he wants to do in us. And so we're excited. And again, thank you for this opportunity to share. And we're looking forward to, I believe my slot is, I'm going to be listening in throughout New Year's Day, but I believe my slot is 9 p.m. CST.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You taking us out?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. On New Year's Day, and we're so looking forward to. God bless you. Praying
bless
for
you, man.
All of the presenters that are going to be sharing, and looking forward to an awesome time, Lord.
Love you, man.
Love you too,
and
sir.
And bless you and your ministry, bro. We will. We connected. We linked, and I can't wait to be a part of what God has already done in this season for us. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Bless you. Area code 318, last 4-6395. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm thankful to be on here tonight. Today my birthday, so I could have been somewhere else, you know. This is my first time listening to. And I just want to thank y'all for the word, because I could have been somewhere else, you know. Hey, but I choose to be on here.
Amen. We want to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. I'm
thank
so silly,
you.
It's crazy. Hey, bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for being with us tonight on your birthday. We pray that you'll be on for the crossover. It's going to be an awesome word going forward. Amen.
Amen. I will.
All right. Bless you. Bless you, Minister Terry. Come on, let's talk Jesus. What's up, my sister?
Ah, blessed. You know, I'm blessed to listen to the Tarvers. Prophetess Tarver, mighty, beautiful woman of God, and the mighty man of God, believe is Bishop Tarver. the words they've spoken tonight to pour into our lives. But I just want to thank Prophetess Taryn and her ministry and her team for Pastor E for just allowing themselves to help and to assist with this crossover, because they have been doing this now, and I've listened to them live, and I know the word and the anointing and the flow of God is with them. And
yeah.
I love what she said, and I raised my hand and I received that, because that, and she said, we can do this crossover, we can pour into, if it's just one person, pour into their lives to deliver them from whatever we had going into our lives. So I just say glory to God. I'm looking forward to listening to everyone on the crossover 2019-2020. Amen.
Amen.
And he did say 6 p.m. his time. Amen. Looking forward. God bless you.
Amen.
All.
Bless you too. Bless you too. Pastor Dwayne Collins, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. What's up, bro?
Man, I'm just sitting back listening to, the broadcast and listening to things that's going on. Just hearing what the Lord's saying, you put it in perspective. No, I mean, it's in the metaphor that we have to speak. You know, he said that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And then we got to receive that scripture, because if we talking about going into this new millennium, I mean, 2020, man, this is a powerful opening. It's the powerful opening, and we just have to receive before we can cross. Before we actually really can cross over. No, he said that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and we take it as it's just spiritual. We take on it as a physical, because we no longer have the same appetite. Because if we have the same appetite to go into this 2020. It's not going to work. God said, this thing, he's about to expose some things, open up doors to some things. He's about to open up lights. Because this is a time of the season where God really wants his name and his kingdom to come forth. God really wants the kingdom to be a broadcast.
Instead, that's right.
That he's sick and tired of, everything is not going to court. Because he's been doing it for the last 20 years. The move of God has haven't moved, but it's just things has shifted. So God's saying in this season, in this year, He give us different words. He's given us different, to comprehend. He's speaking to us in a prophetic, and when he's speaking to us in prophetic, we have to put things in spiritual, because it's spiritual, but you got to put it in the physical. We know that if he say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, we know that's spirit. But physical, the physical part of that is that we don't act the way we act. It's not about our name, it's about his name. And God don't want his name to be known around the people, because it's too much killing, it's too much ungodly stuff going on in the world. The world has slipped into their own. And so God wants his name to be broad. He wants his name to be broad in everything. So
amen.
He gave each one of us a message. And now he gave me some stuff that I'm dealing with to father about this new creature in Christ. Because before we can journey over, we have to have the frame of mind. Our mind got to be changed. He said, let this mind that be in Christ also be in you. Christ's mind was about love, peace, joy, happiness, togetherness. The mind of Christ was to make, not to make him known, but make everybody else better. Because he becomes better when you become better. See, he never worried about him becoming better. Because if he can make you better, he becomes better. Why? Because we talk so much about him. We don't talk so much about us. So whenever God thinks there's an ally, we testify what God has done. And that's what God is trying to do. God is trying us to pull his word back into the world, because the world don't have healing anymore. The world don't have blind eyes. I know everybody say yes, it's the manifestation is taking place. Yeah, I see sick men delivered. I see this, I see that. But in a formality, we don't see it. We don't see it in our own ministry. you know, your testimony, I'm a testimony. Everybody just got on this line as a testimony. It was a shooting in the church the other day. My God, it was a shooting in the church the other day. Here it is. We have freedom in our household. You got freedom in your household. Where nobody coming against the body of Christ if where you was at. You know, did nobody come to the body of Christ here in Madison. But if God is trying to get us to literally pull this out, this thing got to be pulled out. That's the topic. That's the crossover. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If you in Christ, then our minds should change. Our hunger should change. Our love should change. We should have the same common thoughts. Our thoughts should be bringing the lost home to our Father. And I'm hearing everything. I know you got a lot. I know God's going to be prophesied, speaking in the prophetic. You're going to have a lot of prophets. You're going to have this. You're going to have this. But before we can prophesy and before we can get into different words, we got to get this understanding. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, we can't go into this new millennium with the same thoughts. Because he says he's doing a new thing. How can he do a new thing if you don't allow him to do a new thing? The children of Israel, when they was pulled out of the wisdom, they had a hard taskmaster. All they knew how to do is work. But when God pulled them out of the wilderness, they was confused because they was coming to something. They was coming to being slaves. They was coming to being having taskmasters whooping them and all this. But when God brought them out of Egypt, they was confused. They was confused. Why? Because they didn't want to accept the new. They didn't want to accept the new. They wanted to stay in the same place. You could have left us there, Moses. Moses, you didn't have to bring us from where you brought us. You could have just left us there. And they not. And that's what God's saying in this season. This is the 20s, man. We thought that this would be, you know, in school they were teaching that it's going to be they're going to say spaceships and all that. But as the prophet said, like technology is different than it was 30 years ago. Technology is different than it was 20 years ago. They used to tell us about computers and phones and all, but we didn't want to have access to it. We didn't think that it was gonna happen. But now look at it. It's in every school. It's in every house. Kids nowadays, they couldn't even get cell phones. But all of them got cell phones now. They was able to fight. Because, you know, to be honest with you, most times people get cell phones and drug dealers. But yet, all kids now able to get a cell phone. Cell phones are cheap. So God is saying, man, this new millennium, we have to step into this thing with a change of mind. We have to step into this thing because everything got to take spiritually. If it don't take spiritual, it's going to be the same thing, man. It's going to be the same old it's gonna be the same thing, and you got to get rid of that nasty taste. If you cool with this taste, then stay where you at. Because what God is about to do, God is about to roll some things. He's about to open up some doors we didn't even ask to open up. He's about to do some things in our life we didn't even ask for him to do. Why? Because we got the concept. We accept this thing as spiritual. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, we know you can't be born again. We know you can't go into your mama's womb. I'm 52 years old. I can't go back into my. Oh, but it's spiritual. It's spiritual. And how do I be
yes,
born
it
again?
Is.
Be born again. It's spiritual. So God is my
man.
I'm gonna be listening here. I mean,
you ready? You ready?
Stuff,
you, I know you ready. I know you ready, bro. I know
man,
you ready.
Bro,
you already crossing over. That's what our prep is.
Yes.
Being ready
crossing
for what's
over,
already
man.
Been done. My God, he says,
man,
I go to prayer for. I go to prepare a place for you. Are you ready for the place?
You got to be ready, because if you're not ready, man, you're going to still fall for the same shenanigans. You're going to still be stuck in the same hole.
That's right.
You're still going to be bamboos. You're going to be still sowing into unfavored ground. You still going to be giving things that ain't going to even grow. So God is going to do a great thing in our life. We just got to accept the need. So I'm excited. I'm ready.
Bless you, bro. Keep that fire up, man. Keep that fire up. Yes, sir. We're gonna hear you on the first. I'm excited for what's going on. I know Pastor Ann gonna probably sneak in with you because you ain't long winded. She gotta get in 20. So we're excited for to hear from the Collins on January 1st. Man, bless you guys, man. Love you.
Love you too, sir.
Okay, bro. Come on, we got two more minutes, three more minutes. No, I'll give four. We got four more minutes for the end of this broadcast. If anybody else on this line would like to chime in, got a question, shout out, or that one person out there that you don't even know how you got on this line, you don't even believe in God, but you heard something that's pushing you to want to know more, dial one. We got a green room. We can bring you in and convert with you. Eric 704, last 46234. This is about your third time hitting one. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Uncle E, don't talk about me like that. This is Felicia Jones, all the way from North
Carolina.
Hey,
Felicia, what's up, woman of God? My niece, my family, my everything.
Yes, sir.
What up, family?
Wonderful. How you doing, Unc?
I am excellent.
I am so honored to be a part of this transformation, this transfer that is about to happen. I know that it's going to be on point. I know it's going to be fire. And I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Amen. Well, we know you're ready. And we are too. It's exciting. I'm excited to go. I'm ready to go.
Man,
I'm ready to launch. I'm ready to launch.
I know that's right. And I'm looking forward to hearing the mighty women and men of God and hearing what everybody else say, thus says the Lord. And I'm just ready to go myself.
Amen.
I am extremely excited, and I am a humble servant, and that's what I would like to talk about. That's what I'm going to talk about, because that's what's in me.
That's right. That's where it all starts.
Yes.
Being converted as
yes.
little children, taking on the mm-hmm. characteristic of humility is a powerful message. Man, I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much. You have a blessed one.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Family, this is the orientation for Crossover 2020. Well, from 2019 over into 2020. We're excited that so many were on board. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this this kickoff. Our consecration has ended at 12 noon today. Thank everybody for your diligence. I know God is dealing with you on what you fasted on. We didn't call a particular fast other than to fast from 12 midnight to 12 noon. We know you completed the challenge, and we're proud that we're all ready for this next move. Now, we're in asking everybody to be in agreement. If you can't listen every hour, we know it's 24 hours. Pray. Keep in prayer. Keep covering. Keep being in agreement with us. Just because you're preaching or ministering for 1 hour, we still need you for the other 23 to help us to sustain an atmosphere and an environment that is holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. Prophetess Taryn, we want to bring you back in to pray us out. Woman of God, we thank you for releasing that anointing. Excuse me, that anointing on the crossover and on each and every one of us going forward. Thank God for you and bless you.
Amen. Amen. Father, I just thank you for each and every person that is here, God, listening. I thank you for
you,
all
Lord.
The words and the voices who have joined together. Father, there is so much power on this line because we love you, and there's
thank
unity
you,
here. And where there's unity, Father, there's nothing that cannot be accomplished. Maybe there's someone who needs healing in their body right now. Father, their body is healed. Maybe someone needs a touch in their mind. Their mind is healed. Maybe someone needs a something removed from their heart. Their heart is healed, Father, because you care about each and every person on this line. Now,
thank
Father,
you,
I thank you because you visit your children. Lord, you are healing is the children's bread, Father. Where everything you said we have in your word is so. Today, Father God, each and every person on this line is at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. I lose divine connections from on high. I loose the angels of God to begin to go forth for each and every one of them, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every person who is present, Father God, and who is listening, that you would open the eyes of our heart, that we would know the hope and the glory to which we are called, Father God, that we would move from glory to glory. We would give greater mercy and grace to others, that more grace will be multiplied unto us in our life, Father God. Lord, that we would have divine connections, Lord.
Yes,
Father
Jesus.
God, shall men give unto our bosom, Lord, and that we will go forth, Lord Jesus, and continue to, Lord, do the great commission which you've left us to do, which we are called
yes,
here
Jesus.
Together to do, God. I thank you as we're sharpening one another. I thank you for the words that went forth. Lord, touch them, anoint them, cover them, protect them, keep them, Father God. Expand us, enlarge their territories right now, Father, as they go forth charged and ready and appointed and anointed and called and chosen, set apart to do great and mighty exploits. And I thank you as we unify going into this crossover service, I thank you that we have sealed, it is done, it is finished, and we thank you that it is blessed on high. And the angels of God will go forth and bring the souls from all over the world to hear the word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. I turn it back over to you, Apostle E.
Amen. God Amen. Bless you, family. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific, it will kick off. Let's do this thing.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.